Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But we've got to get past this idea that only white men can be racist or sexist. Only straight white men. And that every other classification of people are strictly victims. Because that's not true.
I don't think it's true in this case.
I mean, look at what happened in Charlottesville a couple weeks ago and the brouhaha about all that. I'm not talking about Trump, so have no fear. The vice mayor of Charlottesville is a 20-something-year-old black man. And he was being interviewed, and you know, and a lot of the journalists had gone through some of his Twitter and Instagram and stuff, and he had horrible things that he wrote about white people before he was elected to office. And he did, I thought, a good job of saying, well, that was me, a younger, dumber me. And I've learned and I don't feel that way anymore, and that's fine. I accept that. Not that he was asking me to accept his excuse. But you can be black and be a racist. You can be Asian and be a racist. You can be white, clearly, and be a racist. So the idea that, you know, well, and I hate, Dana, this isn't anything I'm saying about you, but you occasionally have used the term reverse discrimination or reverse hate crime. There's no such thing. It's either you either hate somebody because of the way they look or the way they behave, or you don't.
That's fair.
And if you hate somebody because of the color of their skin, whether their skin is black or whether it's white or brown or whatever, you're a racist. If you think that you're better than somebody because of the color of your skin, then you're a racist. It's that simple. 576-7798.
Dana right here for the Leaf Guard gutter system. You need to call Leaf Guard now. Get in between their very busy summer and fall seasons and have that Leaf Guard gutter system put on your home. We've had Leaf Guard on our house for, what, 6 years now, 7 years? It's been a long time. You're going to love the way it looks, and you're going to love the way it works. You will never have to worry about climbing up on a ladder and cleaning out your gutters again. Nope. Leaf Guard is that one-piece covered gutter system. Lets the rainwater in, keeps the leaves and debris out. And call now. You're going to get 77% off labor for a very limited time and a $200 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter purchase. 77% off labor, $200 Visa gift card. Heck, they'll throw in a $25 Visa gift card just for you having them to your house for a free, no obligation in-home estimate. Here's the number, 913-667-2563, 913-667-2563, or check them out on their new website, danagutters.com, danagutters.com.
No, from Texas.
I thought you meant from the television just now.
No. 7986 writes in and says, I know you probably will not read this on the air. By the way, that's probably the best way to get me to read it on the air is tell me I won't. I know you probably will not read this on the air, but you cannot be black and be racist. You can be a bigot, but by definition of racist, you cannot be one. Texter, that's the dumbest thing I've ever read in my life. Here is the definition of racism: prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against someone of a different race based on the belief that one's own race is superior. It did not say in there prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against people of a different color when you're white because you believe that your race is superior. Racism does not have a color. It is directed at color, whether that color be white, black, brown, whatever. But text, with all due respect, and I just wrote back, how do you figure? And I'm waiting for a response, of which I don't expect to get one. That is the dumbest damn thing I have ever read in my life.
I don't know that. That's not the first time I've heard that. It's not.
Okay. Somebody says, here it is. Because to be a racist, you need power. And black people do not have the power to discriminate against white people. We cannot discriminate against you in the workforce. We cannot stop you from getting jobs. We cannot stop you from going to college. We cannot stop you from owning a home or getting a loan. We cannot stop white people from doing anything, so we cannot be racist because we do not have the power to be racist. But you know who does? White people. That is the second dumbest thing I've ever read in my life. Texter, get away from the text and just call the radio station, 576-7798, because you clearly are a stupid I can't fix.
Now, I understand what that person is saying.
It is wrong.
It is, but I understand what he's saying is to the winner go the spoils. And if you don't control the banks and the jobs and the majority.
Well, the Jews do.
If you don't control the majority, then you cannot discriminate against the majority.
Dana,
I understand that.
If I am a black store owner, okay, and I have a staff of 5 or 6 people,
okay,
all of my employees just happen to be black, that's okay.
Okay.
And I have somebody quit, and I start accepting applications. And Sterling Thomas comes in and drops off his application. Sterling works here, happens to be black.
Okay.
And I put Sterling's over here, and then Dana Wright and Scott Parks are the only other two people that come in to apply for the job, and I throw both of their applications in the trash because the person who handed me the application was white. Is that not racism? And I hire Sterling because I'm a black shop owner who doesn't like white people. I hire Sterling strictly because he's the only black applicant that I have. Is that not racism? That's racism.
I suppose.
And I hire Sterling based on my personal belief that only black people can work really hard. White people are lazy, entitled, elitist, and don't work nearly as hard. It's just in their DNA. White people don't work hard. That's racism.
All right. Here are the two things I want to know. And I've reached out to Jean Peters Baker, and I know she's swamped today, but if you're listening, we really want you to call in. We want to know the backstory with the death of the suspect's brother, not that anything is going to justify taking 5 innocent lives, but the suspect is quoted as saying in the charging documents he was repeatedly mentioning and distraught about the death of his brother as a possible motive. We want to know what that has to do with this case. And number two, is this or could it be classified as a hate crime?
Okay. From the text line, I know you won't read this on the air, but I like nipples. Okay. Okay.
People get really mad if you don't read their texts because they don't understand that we get how many every 20 minutes, Scott, would you say? It's hundreds.
Several hundred, yeah.
And so if you're not looking directly at it right when it comes in, it's not possible for us to read it because you can't read what you don't see.
Yeah.
I think it's a hate crime. If you agree, call. If you disagree, call. I'm really curious if the answer is no, why?
This guy wants me to call him. I guess I should call him.
Oh, don't call him. No, absolutely not. That's not how it works.
All right. 576-7798. Rod had to step aside, take a deuce, so we'll just go cold with the calls. Line one, you're on the air. Hello, line one.
Yeah. Hey, you need to refer to Sterling as BB BBC Sterling.
No, I will not do that.
You need to do that.
I will not do that.
That's what he is BBC Sterling.
Okie dokie. All right. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. That's what I get when Rod takes a deuce. Line two, you're on the air. Hello, line two.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. So I was listening, and you said the last part of your definition about being a racist said, I believe it said that if with the belief that your race is superior.
Correct.
And I would argue that a lot of, like, the KKK and white people who are racist do believe that their race is superior, and they fall under that definition.
Absolutely.
But I would say that a lot of black people who dislike white people, it's not because they believe they are superior, but just because of things that have happened to them in their lives to give them that opinion. And in my own personal opinion. So, I mean, that's where I would say that I'm not.
Are you the texter?
No.
But certainly nothing justifies, and I don't think that you're saying this, but I want to clarify, nothing would justify, no matter what happens to you in your personal life, if you are slighted, nothing justifies the level of psychopath that we're seeing with this suspect, allegedly.
Or anybody. I mean, to lump everybody into the same group and dislike them because of certain experiences that have happened in your life, that's not right. Or just to not like a race because you feel that you are superior.
I agree.
It's not right. I don't agree with it at all. I'm just giving a perspective as why a person might say that that definition of racism, why anybody but white people, I would say, because I would think most other races,
okay,
do not feel superior. They dislike because of personal experiences.
So not one black person in America can be a racist or is a racist?
No. I'm not saying that. I was just trying to get some perspective because of the definition that you said, because I had never heard that last part of it about because the race feels that they are, because of feeling they are a superior race.
Well, I think ultimately that's where, you know, and we kind of took a U-turn here, but the texter helped us in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
I think all racism is the cornerstone of racism, whether you're black or white or Asian or Hispanic or whatever, has to go to, I feel like we are better than they are, and therefore I hate them. And or I'm above them. I mean, that's the cornerstone of racism.
No, I mean, so I'm a mixed person. My mom was white. My dad was black. I've grown up with a lot of different people. I get along with all my family, love all my family, both sides. But I get perspective on both sides. And
yeah.
I don't think any of my family that on my dad, say on my dad's side, on my black side, dislikes white people because they feel that we as blacks are better than. It's just that through life, day-to-day life, you get slighted a lot. Even me, I don't have any ill will towards white people or any races. I love everybody. But I always feel like I have to prove myself. When people, especially when I meet white people, it just feels like until they get to know me, they think less of me. And that's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying everybody's like that, but it happens more often than not. That's all I'm saying. But
I'm sorry you feel that way, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Okay.
Someone just wrote in, and this is true, Scott. Think about this. They write, I don't know if this is a hate crime, because we don't know his reason for the murders. If he's a serial killer, then I don't think it's a hate crime. I think he's a serial killer.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, Johnny Robinson was a serial killer, okay?
Clearly hated women.
Well, He liked to use women to make money, and to make money off of them, he had to kill them.
Yeah.
But he was never charged with a hate crime against
women. Yeah.
He was just a serial killer psychopath, and women were easy targets for him. Now, you could make the argument that, let's say Frederick Scott is indeed guilty of all five of these murders. All five of the victims happen to be older white men, three of whom were walking dogs.
Okay.
You could simply make the argument, Frederick Scott is not a hate crime committer. These people were not targeted simply because they were white. They were targeted because they were older and more vulnerable.
And he was a psychopath.
Easy, right.
Period.
That he's just a psychopath, and they were easy targets for him. They were trusting. They have had walked Indian Creek Trail 1,000 times, didn't bother to turn around when they might have heard somebody coming up from behind. And they were easy targets. I didn't target them because they were white. I targeted them because they had their backs turned to me. And they couldn't put up as good of a fight.
Yeah, maybe.
Real simple.
Maybe.
And we don't know the details in this case at all. Yeah. That very well could be. It could be just a crime of convenience, as it were. Like, this is a good place to do some killing. But as far as the racist thing goes, I've always said, if you have a preconceived notion about someone based solely on their race, that is racist.
Yeah.
Period. I don't care what race you are or what race they are.
Yeah. I know you won't read this on the air, but boobies.
The problem with calling this a hate crime, Scott, and in other cases, I don't think you're going to see this. How do you prove how he chose those victims? It's one thing to say, I hate gay people. So you go out and you specifically mow down 60 people in a gay nightclub.
Social media.
That's clearly a hate crime.
You could go to a social media. What does he say about white people?
But you always have plausible deniability on a walking trail.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
A standoff in Johnson County. More next.
You know, we had 90,000 people without power a few weeks ago when the storms rolled through Kansas City. And I'm telling you, the phone started ringing at CM Moe's and Son. They are the people that will sell, service, and supply your top-of-the-line Generac home standby generator. Generac. It's the name on the generator outside of our studios here at Entercom. It keeps us up and on the air when the power goes out. If you want one of those for your home to make sure the lights stay on, the sump pump keeps working, you need to call the great local guys at CM Moe's and Son. It's what they do. They are in the business of generators. Here's the number, 816-781-4707. 816-781-4707. You can get yours for as little as $99 a month. Or check them out online, cmmoesandson.com.
Good afternoon. Just past 4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom, I'm Will Sterrett. Olathe police are in a standoff at the Edge Apartments, 122nd and Strang Line. Officers arrived around 10 this morning to do a welfare check, and the person inside hasn't been cooperating. A spokesman with the department says some people nearby have been evacuated on a report of a suspicious package in that person's apartment. There are now charges in 2 of the 5 recent murders along or near Indian Creek Trail. 22-year-old Frederick Scott is also a suspect in 3 other cases, also along the trail. Investigators are still processing evidence in those. Prosecutors claim Scott was caught on surveillance video following one of the victims, and they claim DNA evidence links him to the murders as well. Police find a 13-year-old girl from Riverside safe in Kansas City, Missouri. Jaden Adams had left her home without permission. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow up nearly 57 points. NASDAQ gains 18, the S&P up 2. Traffic and weather together next. It's 4:32.
With fall and winter fast approaching, you want to keep the warm air inside and the cold air where it belongs on the outside. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. You know, few things say more about your home than the windows. They can be aesthetically beautiful for the house, but they can also be economical, and that's what they do at Window World. Turn to Window World for all your new window needs. Do you feel drafts coming in from your old, ugly windows? Well, you won't after you contact Window World. Are you embarrassed about the look of the windows on your home? You won't be after you call Window World. And as I mentioned, with winter fast approaching, make sure you keep the warm air where it belongs, inside your home, the cold air where it belongs, on the outside. Call Window World today. 816-799-0820. 816-799-0820. Or you can check them out online anytime at windowskansascity.com. Again, that's windowskansascity.com. Call Window World today.
Thank you. High pressure over the Central Plains will keep things nice for the next couple of days. We'll get sunshine with a few clouds moving through this afternoon. Temperature stays pleasant, upper 70s. For tonight, we'll get some patchy fog after midnight. Overnight low near 60, a little fog early tomorrow, and then mostly sunny by midday through the afternoon, going up to about 80. Some fog on Wednesday night and 63. Nice day coming up on Thursday, 83 and sunny. I'm staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton, KMBZ Weather.
I'm Will Starrett. Stay connected with News 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and
Midnight Oil.
To pay our share.
On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Scott, I know you won't read this on the air, but booger, booger, fart, fart, wiener. There you go. How did they crack this case? Great question. There were four murders on the Indian Creek Trail. Cops were stumped. But they did have a little bit of DNA, but they couldn't match it to anybody. Then out of nowhere, there was a murder at 67th and Troost on August 13th. A man by the name of Stephen Gibbons was murdered. Police were very smart. They went through a bunch of video. They saw Stephen Gibbons on a bus. There was another man behind him that got off of the bus at the same time. They walked down the street together, but not side by side, but this person followed Stephen Gibbons, and then the camera pans. And then they go back. Stephen Gibbons is nowhere to be found, but Frederick Scott is still there. They notice that Frederick Scott, the suspect in the Indian Creek Trail murders, was drinking out of an iced tea bottle. What's the name brand?
It was a Brisk iced tea with a blue cap.
And they found the cap. They found the bottle.
They go back to the scene of the murder, and there it is.
They did the DNA, and that DNA also matched at least one of the Indian Creek Trail murders.
Correct. Then that's how they get a search warrant for his house. They find the 9mm. They bring him in for questioning 2 weeks ago, which just blows my mind that they were able to keep this under wraps. And he says, well, I didn't mean to shoot him, but I pulled a gun out of my pocket and it accidentally went off and shot him. So according to the charging documents, he has admitted to one, he admitted to moving the body in the other case, Scott. And at that scene, they noticed the body had been dragged off of the trail and into some brush, into some woods. And there was a red T-shirt at the scene that was too small to fit that victim. And so they took that red T-shirt and they found blood evidence on that T-shirt matching the victim. And I believe they found DNA evidence on that shirt matching your suspect. It's some CSI stuff.
Yeah, it's brilliant work. Morgan in Liberty. Hello, Morgan.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't think it's a hate crime, and here's why. If he was just charged with the one case, it was just the one case, they could find somewhere that it would be because he's white or because he's male, that's fine. But since he's being linked to, like, what, three or four other murders?
Five total.
Five. It changes it because it's all following a specific profile. They're all older gentlemen, all white, all following a specific profile. Whether or not it's the dude or someone that killed his brother or just somebody that wronged him, something set him off to go and find men that looked like the person that had wronged him, and so he's going and finding those women. That's why I don't hurt those men. That's why I don't think it's a hate crime. It's more of like a serial kind of thing.
It's interesting, but Morgan, we don't know what the backstory is on the death of the suspect's brother. He mentioned during interrogation he was angry and upset over the death of his brother. His brother, for all we know, died in a car wreck. It had nothing to do with a 50 or 60-year-old white guy. We don't know that yet. I've reached out to Gene Peters Baker, and I said, can somebody clarify whether that has anything possibly to do with motive in this case? We're waiting on a reply.
Which I'm eager to see, because it could be the littlest thing. Say his brother was killed in a car accident and the person driving that car was an older white gentleman. He could, like, it could have been an accident, but he could hold a grudge against that specific person. Yeah. He can't find that person because he doesn't know who it is, he's targeting other people. So it's going to be interesting to, like, find out all the details, I guess.
It's really fascinating, Morgan, why he decided to mention that in his interrogation with the police. I'm angry about the murder, or check that, the death of my brother. We don't know if it was a murder or not. I'm angry about the death of my brother. Well, you only mention that because you think it's important.
Right.
Or maybe that's
germane to the reason you're sitting there
in this room,
in this room being interrogated.
Let's go to Ashley in Independence. Hello, Ashley.
Hi. I'm really hard-pressed to think that any murder is not a hate crime. In order to take somebody's life, you have to have some level of hatred, whether it's for that person because of their race, whether it's for that person because of a drug deal gone bad, anything, because they're a woman and you want the money. In some way, you have to have some form of hatred in order to commit a crime like that, in my opinion.
Well, agreed. And that's been an argument I've heard before, that every murder is in and of itself a hate crime. But let's say that, Ashley, you and I knew each other, okay, on a personal level, and something went sour between us, and I just hate you now. I don't like you. You're a bad person in my life, and so I kill you. That's one thing. I think hate crime legislation, and we do not know if this is just a lunatic serial killer who picked people because they were easy prey, allegedly, or if he pick these men because they happen to be white. But hate crimes are usually random. And that's why that was added, was to be a deterrent against people acting out randomly based on their hatred of other people for no other reason.
You mean the victims are chosen randomly
based on the color of their skin or their gender or their, nationality or their sexual orientation or what?
Right.
For all that we know, it could have been an older white gentleman in a drunk driving case that killed this guy's brother. We don't know. And I do hope that he gets charged with a hate crime, because the demographic of his victims is just too similar in each and every one.
Well, but you could have made the case about Johnny Robinson, though. Do you remember that case back in the early
2000s? Oh, yeah.
I mean, all of his victims were women. Many of them were younger.
Well, and to me, they're fitting that same demographic. I think he should have been charged with a hate crime, because obviously the man has a problem with women.
No.
And I know, because he wants to make money off of the situation. And he's obviously a psycho. Both of these cases are obviously psychos and need to go away. And hopefully that's what happens. I just really think, with it matching, especially if it comes out that, I'm not saying that, it was a drunk driver, an older white male between 55 and 65, but we could find that out, or, whatever happened. If it was an older white male that caused this brother's death, then it definitely needs to be looked at as a hate crime, because that's the only reason these people are dead.
All right, kiddo. Real quick, Dan in the Northland, and we'll wrap it up. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
It's going well. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to shed some light on racism to the audience. If they've ever heard of a musical called Avenue Q, there is a track on that musical. It's titled Everyone's a Little Bit Racist. And I think you ought to listen to it just to get an idea of how racism in America, to me, really works.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of people overestimate. I know racism's real, and it exists, and it's terrible. But I think most people aren't racist, say racist things on a daily basis. And they don't realize they're saying it, and I don't think there's malice behind it, but it's there.
I
think everyone does it, every race against every other race. You listen to that song, and you'll laugh at how true it really is.
Okay.
All right, man. 576-7798, Dana Wright, Rod Babcock. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
I stopped in to see Scott and Steve at Kriegelmesh Diamonds the other day. Two of our family members just got something from Scott and Steve, actually. They are our go-to wholesaler jewelers in Kansas City, and they have been since way before they became a client of mine here on KMBZ. We actually got my wedding ring and my engagement rings from Scott and Steve. And here's why. It is personal service by private appointment only. unlike any other experience you've ever had in the jewelry industry. They are wholesalers. Between the two of them, they have decades and decades and decades of experience buying and selling hundreds of millions of dollars in fine jewelry all over the world. They don't have any overhead, not the overhead that the other guys have. They don't have some big box store filled with 10,000 cookie cutter diamonds that you can buy anywhere. You tell them what you want, what you think your wife or your husband or your fiance would like, and they will make it for you and sell it directly to you. They don't even have a receptionist to answer their phone. All of that savings is passed on for you. I've always said, price them first, price them last, doesn't matter. You will be blown away by the money that you can save. The number is 913-660-9609, 913-660-9609, or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. 576-7798. Got some breaking news this afternoon. Jackson County prosecutors have filed formal charges against Frederick Scott. He is accused of two murders, suspected in three others, including the four on Indian Creek Trail in South Kansas City. He is in custody. Says that he was angry over the what we have now learned is the stabbing death of his brother.
Back in 2015, I believe.
He is only charged in connection with one of the Indian Creek Trail murders. And the Jackson County prosecutor, Gene Peters Baker, is asking for anybody who knows Frederick Scott to come forward so that they can piece together the other three cases. When you get home tonight, you get a chance to jump on the internet. Read up on how the police cracked this case, and Dana's right. It is right out of CSI. These guys are brilliant. I don't know how they do it, but somebody is getting a raise. 576-7798. Steve in the Northland. Hello, Steve.
How you doing?
Hi.
Doing quite well, thanks.
You guys were asking the question, you know, is this a hate crime or not? And my question for you, I'd like to know your opinion on this, and then I have a statement about it. My question is, why does it matter if it's a hate crime or not?
Two things, if I may. Typically, hate crimes tend to be random, which I think puts everybody on a little bit more edge. If it's a domestic dispute that turned into a murder or it's a drug deal gone bad, I think, Steve, maybe you wouldn't agree with this. Maybe you would argue a life is life and it doesn't matter. But we can kind of compartmentalize when we hear about those on the news, the drug deal where the drug dealer got shot and the customer took all the money or whatever. You kind of say, well, you know, sorry to hear that, but it's not exactly the biggest loss in American history and it's not happening in my neighborhood. That kind of stuff wouldn't happen to me. When it's a hate crime, it might hit, depending on the victims, it might hit a little bit closer to home. And because it's random, you think to yourself, okay, now we got somebody out there who's just killing people randomly.
For sport.
And the other reason is hate crime, a hate crime, especially on the federal level, usually carries the death penalty.
Okay, so we have these five white older gentlemen who, let's step on a limb here and say that this man is linked to all five. But in their investigation, they also find out that he killed a young black gentleman. Why should the death of these white men, the older white gentlemen, carry harsher penalties like the death penalty than the murder of this other black gentleman? And this could very easily be reversed. You know, the races could be reversed. But if our whole goal here is to be one human species, one human race, then things like hate crime designations, it's just helping keep the wedge in place, because there's no reason for death is death. There's no reason why my death as a young white man should carry, if I were to be murdered by a different race, there's no reason why my death should carry the penalty should be the death penalty for somebody, or harsher penalties than if they had killed someone of their own race. And if this is designed to deter murders, the hate crime designation, if it's designed to deter murders and, you know, carry harsher penalties to deter these things, then we should designate young black male crime on each other as some kind of hate crime. They hate each other. Just, you know, because that's a very high crime, high murder rate in that population of folks.
But Steve, really quick, think about the murder outside of the bar in Olathe, where a young Indian man lost his life, the garment employee, I believe, for no other reason than the idiot waste of oxygen who shot those people that night thought he was Muslim. Remember he said, go back where you came from?
That's a very good example.
Those men were shot because they had brown skin.
That's a very good example. So he shoots the young Indian man, and then he turns around and he shoots the white man that was trying to defuse the situation. What if the white man would have died? Should the and since he voiced hate for the Indian man, but he did not voice hate for the white man, would the Indian murder, and I'm sorry, I'm using all kinds of labels, but would the murder of the Indian gentleman carry a hate crime tag, but not the murder of the white gentleman, because he was trying to intervene? And the reason I'm saying this is, if we want to lift this wedge, if we want to come together, things like hate crime designations have to leave. Your death, a black man's death, is no worse than my death. My death is no worse than any other race. Death is death. The tags, it's feel good legislation. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy, like, oh, look, they're doing something about it, and it's nothing. Well, it's feel good legislation.
But Steve, I would agree with you that, you know, the deaths, are essentially the same. It's the manner that led to the death, whether it's you or someone else or me or someone else, what led to that death oftentimes is how we judge the seriousness of the punishment for the death. And I understand what you're saying. You bring up an interesting point. You most certainly do. But you would not put a drug deal gone bad death on the same level as someone walking into a bar and shooting somebody because he thought they were Muslims.
There are no victims in a drug deal gone bad death, in my opinion. Both of those people were there willingly to make a drug deal. It went bad, and one of them died. I don't believe that once you step into that world, you step into that realm of, I'm going to go participate in a drug deal, you know, where 9 times out of 10 guns and money is involved.
But Steve, I understand your point, but if you could, you would agree that the punishment, if somebody kills somebody in a drug deal gone wrong, the punishment should not be the same as somebody who kills somebody simply because he doesn't like the color of their skin.
I think that we have to take the good with the bad on that end of it. But I think the bigger picture, the bigger issue, the bigger injustice is things like hate crimes keep the wedge between races firmly placed. Tags like hate crimes. He killed that man just because he was white. He killed that man just because he was black. No, he killed that man who had a family, who had a wife and children. He killed that man who was supposed to be there to provide. Not white, not black, not Asian, not Indian. He killed the man.
Okay. All right, my friend.
It's a great call, Steve.
All right. Let's get to the newsroom. What's up with the cowboy hat today, my friend? Not that I dislike it.
I just decided to wear it today, something different, and then the air conditioner was blowing directly on my head at the anchor desk, so I put this on to kind of...
You look good in a cowboy.
...block the air. Thank you.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, an arrest in a string of high-profile murders. More next.
Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business, and they are making the best business internet and voice solutions even better. For starters, they've increased their internet speeds. We've gone from 60 megs up to 100 megabits per second, and they have lowered the price to just $44.99 a month when you bundle with voice for just $29.99 a month. They've also eliminated the added taxes, fees that all those other providers charge, and they will not make you sign a contract ever. Give them a call, 866-750-9726. Switch to Spectrum Business today. Your business will get faster. 100 meg internet now for $44.99 a month and advanced voice for $29.99 a month. No added taxes, no hidden fees, and no contracts. 866-750-9726. Call now.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.